On this episode of Cubs Not Loud, special guest Alan the Ethical Slut joins the cast as we present our worst fucks ever. Skin tags, McDonald's bathrooms, and bunk beds. Oh my. More wrong things than you can shake a dick at. COL 168 starts now.
I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now.
I'm Robert.
Thanks for noticing me.
And we have a very special guest, Alan the Ethical Slut.
That boy ain't right.
Morning.
It does kind of work.
That's okay, I'll take it. Good morning.
That was the only one I had. I'm sorry. Welcome to Cubs Not Loud, the Bear Podcast, Vintage Tournament Length, episode number 168. And, well, this sounds like it's going to be a very interesting show, despite the fact that I have a kamikaze, which I'm mixing a little bit of a monster with. So I'm going to be highly caffeinated and tired.
And a little drunk. Just a little.
So every other episode.
As I said, I have to have one of these for every single episode. I have to put up with you guys.
Oh, you're just trying to stop out the voices in your head that aren't being broadcast.
Shut up.
<You're> so sweet. Okay. So, oh, yay.
So, what the fuck did we do this week?
Let's see. Oh, well. So yesterday I went to Dayton.
I was going to ask Dave if he did anything with that certain special men's group that he's.
No, no, I did not. No, that'll be
wait
next
a minute.
Week.
Really?
Huh?
You mean I don't have to press this button anymore?
Not this week, unless I say it and I'm trying my best. I'm going to try my best this entire episode not to mention it.
I'm already drinking. So
sorry, mention what was that, Damon? What aren't you mentioning?
Nothing. I'm going to set up right now and talk about my weekend or my week.
You know, every time I think of this, I keep getting into my head what the name of it is. But every time I say it in my head, I think Capital.
Everybody dance now.
It's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the Capital.
Everybody dance now.
We're talking about the Cincinnati Men's.
Everybody dance now.
I hate you so much right now. I had a really good weekend, and we ended up going to Jim and I went to Dayton for the Ohio Leather Alliance's bar night at Argos, which is a bar in Dayton. It was interesting. They had a wet underwear contest, which was a lot of fun. There was a lot of good people. And there was one bear that belongs to the OLA group that I would love to rub and fondle and nibble. He was great. He was gorgeous. And he was wearing... It's kind of like a singlet, except it went under his belly, and the straps went all the way up, you know, went up to around his arms, and you could just barely see ass crack, and it was just like, oh. And yeah, there were a few fun other looking guys there, but it was a nice crowd. We had to leave early because Jim had to work this morning, but. It was a pretty decent time.
Oh, that's good.
That was the extent. And then other than working, that was my fun week.
Well, that's cool.
So I always have a fun week.
I try.
I get a boring week. Here I am. I'm pounding away at the Archbishop Benedictus and the damn battle. bastard won't drop my drink in her shoulders.
Yeah, we had a long conversation about this the other day.
You have other issues. Finally, good news. My trinket dropped today, and I actually got it this time. Despite the fact that there was a warrior that was in my group. But fortunately, he didn't roll for off-spec, so I got it. So now I'm just waiting for those damn shoulders to drop!
Okay.
So okay. Sorry, that's a whole wow thing.
It's a wow
I'm
thing.
Over. Yeah.
He's over it. He's been doing some fishing.
I've been working on my druid, my alliance druid, I should say. I've got a tauren druid too, but he was my original main. I haven't played him in forever right now because I've been over here playing on my alliance tunes with my bear guild and such. So I've been playing mostly my paladin and then working on this little druid. We're planning on hopefully eventually having a druid raid where we have 10 druids in various forms. Hmm. So we'll have our tanks will be bears.
Bears.
We will have some melee DPS.
Yeah, but Damon, when he says bears, he means actual.
Yeah, they actually transform to actual.
I know.
And then the melee DPS will be kitties.
Kitties.
And the range DPS will be boomkins, and the healers will occasionally transform into trees.
Very cool.
But most of the time, they'll either be worgen or night elves.
Cool.
Because I really wish we could be tauren in that, but tauren are horde race, not an alliance race. So. Okay, I've done my nerdy thing.
Robert?
Well, I was going to ask our special co-host this week what he did this week.
I zoned out after the use of the word ass crack, and then I heard something about tanking bear druids, and I'm still trying to process through all that conversation.
Basically, the bear druids were
you'll make it worse. Trust me, you'll make it worse.
Like to get
pounded. All I can think of is tanking ass cracks on bear druids, and that's going to stick with you.
Trust me, you should see some of the druid pictures that we have in our on our Facebook page for our guild. It's a private group, unfortunately, so you can't actually see it. But yeah, we've got some interesting stuff. We have an interesting gay bear guild.
Somehow I will survive lack of the experience.
Oh. So,
I have friends who play World of Warcraft, and it really is crack. I thought I was bad about chocolate, but they're worse about World of Warcraft than I am about chocolate, and that's saying something. Anyway, so my week, I came back from vacation in Vancouver, British Columbia, had a lovely time, found a man who was a photographic genius. You probably have seen my new profile photo, and that's the tamest of the photos he generated, and least attractive of the photos he generated. And I got back to work completely unenthusiastically.
You must have been enthusiastic for something at work. No, I wasn't.
No, not a thing. Normally I am. Well, yeah, 5 o'clock. Not really. Usually I am, but this week I did not have a very easy reentry. So yesterday evening, I called up a friend and said, we're going to have a party at your house. And I put together a gaming party for a fabulous new game, new to me, called Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, God, I love that game.
Cards Against Humanity is apples to apples, written by a sick and twisted pervert. It is only for evil, villainous people, and I love it. It is the only game I have ever found that has a smegma card.
What?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's nasty. Oh my God. It's nasty. You can get it online. You can buy it. You can buy it on Amazon or somewhere. You can also download the PDFs for the cards and make your own cards. It's open source.
Oh, God, what is this game called?
Cards Against Humanity.
It is.
And I'm writing it down.
The thing is that it's easier to buy them online,
mm-hmm.
Because the simple fact that you get the cards, but it takes forever to get them because they're on back order.
Oh, wow.
Constantly. So they, Alan just put up the link. But yeah, it's just there. Oh God. I love reading those cards. It's like, oh my God, I would so do that if I wasn't ever going to get caught.
I'm so obsessed for some reason with the fact that this has a Smegma card.
I know, right?
I mean, I think that Smegma is absolutely gross and disgusting. Alternatively, for some reason, some of those videos out there about somebody eating head cheese for some reason feels hot to me. I have a weird opinion on Smegma.
Wow. Obviously.
And Smegma. Smegma.
Yeah, okay. I think we got a title of this show. Smegma.
See, Alan, we told you we were a little dirty.
We're not a little dirty.
Okay, we're a lot,
we're a lot dirty.
In any case,
so I got together five or six guys who played Cards Against Humanity, had a very good time.
Well, that's awesome.
Although some people were laughing too hard to finish reading the cards. It's that kind of a game. One example of a card, of a question card, because someone, it's like apples to apples. One person is the judge or the czar in Cards Against Humanity. They draw a black card which has a question or a statement with a blank on it, like from the old Match Game TV show. Okay. And everybody else picks a card from their hand and puts it face down to give to the judge, who decides which of these cards, not knowing who gave him which card, is the winner, fits the statement the best. So one of the cards, for example, is, what do old people smell like?
Oh
my.
And some possible ones could be smegma, for example, or could be flaming hot death, or kitty farts.
Kitty farts.
So, I don't think old people smell like kitty farts. I don't know, those three, probably smegma.
Well, in any case, or a very popular card, answer card, is golden showers.
Oh.
So getting the idea that this is not a game for normal people.
According to Wikipedia, the Onion AV Club interview calls the game a sort of apples to apples for the crass and jaded.
That's a very apt description. Oh God!
And let me guess, you're all going to rush out and buy one in a frenzy, like as soon as we're done with the show, aren't you?
I'm going to try to buy it. I'm going to at least go look at it.
We're done with the show. Come on, there's Amazon.com, for Christ's sakes.
That's true. You'll all have to send my Amazon my affiliate link to get some money out of it. Oh well.
No. Use our affiliate link. I will have a link to this in the show notes that everybody can use to purchase this.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Where's the ESI? Highly recommend it. Oh God. Well, considering that Alan just mentioned water sports, I'm just gonna say my week was interesting as well.
You had water sports?
Okay. How do I frame this conversation? I have a very wide interest in all things fetishy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never experienced a lot of them. And so for some reason this week I started looking at water sports videos and I was just like, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't be a bottom in that. No. And then I was thinking, like, well, I could probably be a top. Like, okay, water sports top. There's a new wrinkle. Okay. And so I've basically come to this decision. If given the opportunity, I will try this, but only as a top. I'm like, well, it's the only part of my life I'll be a top. So yeah, that was basically my week. Work was boring compared to everything else.
Isn't your work always boring?
Yeah, you know, occasionally you'll have some asshole come through and liven up the day. But other than that, yeah, it's pretty boring.
So. Gotta love retail.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't. You know, I keep saying the only problem with working in retail is the fact that I have to work with people.
If it weren't for the borrowers, I wouldn't like my job.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And, you know, clients, shoppers, guests.
Hey, okay, customers. So let me talk about this for a second.
Uh-oh.
My philosophy, which got me through most of my customer service life from when I was working at Shopko as a cashier to a POS supervisor, and that's point of sale supervisor.
Yeah.
Probably folks. To servicing student loans to now working with mortgage borrowers. Customers are stupid.
Yeah.
No, they just are. And yeah. Here's the thing. It's not their fault. I don't blame them for being stupid, because here's the thing is, when somebody becomes a customer, anyone, myself included, you walk into the store, you pick up the phone, you become a customer, you start dealing with people who work at where you're calling or where you're walking into, your IQ drops 50 points.
Wow. Oh, God.
No one can explain it. It just happens. You become a complete idiot.
Right.
It's not your fault. It's not the person you're talking to's fault. You get frustrated because they think you're stupid. Well, because you are. But you get angry because you don't realize that you're stupid. Oh, God. So this is one of the reasons why I'm probably a better customer than most people, because I know when I call you and become a customer, I'm a complete moron. My intelligence has just disappeared because I became a customer. There's no explanation for it. It just happens. This is the nature of the world. You must accept this. And honestly, by accepting this both as a customer service agent, either on the phone, on the floor, wherever, and as a customer yourself, when you have to realize that when you walk in that door, when you call somebody to be your customer, you're an idiot. It's not your fault. Okay?
Wow.
Just accept it for being nature and understand this is the truth, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And all right. That's life according to Jeff. Thank you. Yes, Jeff.
Your customer service experience, both giving customer service and receiving customer service, will come so much better as long as people realize, yes, I know you're stupid. I have accepted that, and you will go ahead and work with it. That is what I'm here
oh,
for.
Oh, God. It's so simple and elegant. I just might have to adopt it.
Seriously. I mean, tell me that I'm not wrong on this. Robert, working in customer.
Well, I've already accepted that the guests are stupid. Accepted that.
And now, did you realize this was the reason?
Well, no, I just thought it was because most of them had, you know, the IQs of a newt.
No. They do.
I mean, before they came into my store.
That their normal IQ isn't necessarily that.
No. I firmly believe it's the one of an IQ of a newt before they ever walked into my store. So by the time they walked into my store, according to your philosophy, they're already in negative numbers. And there's just no way coming back from that.
Awesome. They just became stupider.
So what happened on COL this week, Jeff?
COL movies, you mean?
COL. Yeah, we're forget.
First off, COL itself, I have to apologize. There was a coding issue, which I didn't catch. So, Robert did give a excellent intro to the show. No one heard it.
No,
they
didn't.
They just heard a bunch of beeps.
And which was interesting. It was interesting for about 10 seconds, and then it was boring, and then it was annoying.
It's not my fault. I figured out what the problem was. There was an upgrade. The upgrade fucked things up. So I can fix it. This time we won't have this problem. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. So
what happened on COL movies though?
COL movies. First off, can any of you read French?
Yes.
Okay. I need your help, Alan. As soon as I'm done with this, I need you to say this. Read this statement. This is a quote from one of our movies. So, because I can't speak French or read French to give a damn.
That's easy.
Yeah, for you. And for Ray, who actually did this. This week, we start off with a little-known feature called Heavenly Creatures, a movie by Lord of the Epic Movie Quadrilogy's Peter Jackson and starring a then-unknown Kate Winslet. Does this... All right. Technical difficulties. So I apologize about that. So I was talking about Kate Winslet and the thing and stuff and whatnot. Oh. See all movies. Yeah, that's how far back that I found out this thing was.
Wow.
So quickly to go through this too, basically, for see all movies, we took a look at Heavenly Creatures, Amazing Spider-Man, The Bourne Legacy trailer, Skyfall casting, Mockingjay, the great... Gary Mitchell, and this is the 103rd reel of CO movies, and there's a title which I can't pronounce. So, and to catch you all up for what we've actually been talking to, which wasn't Gordon, there's a we also for Heat Sinks, Robert, do you want to read that again?
Yeah. I'll give that a shot again. On this week's Heat Sinks, Ben will take us with him on his road trip to Dallas. We experience In-N-Out Burgers. They suck. I'm sorry. They suck. North Park Center and the best that Texas prison system has to offer. All of that and much more on the next Heat Sinks coming this Wednesday to the YouTubes near you. Be sure to look for it for the links on the COL website.
Okay.
And I believe his account on YouTube is Tattooed806.
Yeah, so, yes, where he's everything.
For everything. Yeah. All so, around the internet.
So going on to our topic, because, you know, we've actually been talking for about 10 minutes, but I didn't realize that I wasn't recording for some reason. So I just want to catch you all up. I had this nice little confession that the worst fuck I had was because I was impotent and I really like this guy who's very, very cute, very, very fuckable. But I for
just
some
reason just can't get it up with him. Yeah,
just couldn't get it up. And it's not him. It's me. He's so adorable. And I would love to fuck his brains out. But for some reason, my cock doesn't.
Yeah, no, Jeffrey, okay. I can totally relate. I actually know a couple of guys that I mean, okay. One is a ginger, like tall ginger. Oh, beautiful. And then the other is my favorite kind of combination, a dark hair, blue eye, furry all over. And they're both just fucking hot, and for the life of me, they could, and they're amazing in bed. Everything works, everything clicks, it's perfect, it's wonderful, it feels awesome. Still can't get it up for the life of me. Can't get it up for
dude.
Life. Dude, yeah, it's like it's almost like overload.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to God that it's just overload and that. They're just all kinds of hotness, and I just don't want to do it. I don't want it to end.
Well, then also you could be putting a little too much pressure on yourself.
Probably.
So.
Probably. But that's not my worst fuck ever.
Oh, yay.
Okay. I actually told this to my partner last night on the ride home from Dayton. So I will preface this with, I was in college. So I was in college, and it was summer break, and I was back home in Louisville, visiting, staying with my family and all that stuff. I was talking on gay.com, if people remember gay.com.
Oh, yeah.
And started talking with this guy, and, you know, seemed interesting. We, you know, shared pictures. It was pretty decent looking guy, you know, a little older than me. Actually older than me. He was in his 30s. I was 19, 20 or something. Anyway, you know, super, you know, nice guy. We seemed to hit it off. We were, you know, planning our meeting. Well, I don't want people coming to my, you know, mom's house to pick me up, and I didn't have a car.
Right.
So I was like, well, there's a McDonald's up the street. Why don't we meet there?
Okay.
So,
but this is already going bad. I'm sorry. It's already going bad.
It's going to get worse. Trust me. It's going to get worse. We make the plans and I go up, it's a couple of blocks away. And he gets there. And, first off, should have been the number one thing. I should have ran away right then and there. He did not look like his picture.
Ooh.
It was basically an older picture, and he had not aged well.
Oh, God.
Just really not the best looking guy. So I should have just said, I appreciate it, but no. But I was young and dumb and full of cum and really, really, really was horny. So it's just the way it was. I'm hating the fact that I'm having to tell this story. we go to the bathroom to just kind of, get away from people.
Right.
And we go in a stall.
Oh, God.
And I'm thinking we're just going to stay here for a moment. No, we start going at it.
Oh, wow.
And it's at the McDonald's.
Oh, God.
In early afternoon or late afternoon, early evening. So it's a little busy.
Oh, my God.
So, we're proceeding to do things, and I'm young, so everything's working properly. So get up, and he turns around, and we start fucking. So, number two, worst thing ever, he was not ready.
Oh.
He was not prepared. He was not clean.
Oh, God.
It was getting bad.
Oh my God.
Yes. Told you. Yes. So fortunately, and I mean this in the nicest way possible. Fortunately, thank God, someone came into the bathroom.
Oh my God.
So we had to stop.
Oh God.
Yes. It was pretty at all. No.
Oh my God.
I'm literally rolling toilet paper, trying to get as much of this stuff off of me as I can.
Oh my God.
Yes. It was bad.
Oh God. Oh my God.
I get all stuff off. I flush the toilet. I'm doing. thank you, Alan. I'm doing the best I can to not die from everything that's going on. I'm really wanting to get the fuck out of there.
Oh my God.
So I wait for whoever was in there, and I believe it was a child and his father, which was the worst thing ever too. To hear a child's voice while you're in the middle of all of this is just it's basically Debbie Downer, Droopy Draw. Everything went down. They left, and he was trying to start again. He really was. I was like, no. I gotta go. This is too weird for me.
A plus
no.
for tenacity. A plus. That's a no.
Hey, what's that smell? What are those men doing in there? It sounds noisy.
Why are there two guys in a stall?
God.
Fortunately, they left. I waited 5 minutes, and which was the longest 5 minutes ever, because I could not. I wanted to make sure that they weren't standing near the bathroom. I wanted to make sure no one was really around.
Right.
I raced out of the bathroom and
headed home. For the hills. Just
yeah. I ran home and
God.
Literally unlocked the door to my mom's place, walked down the hallway, turned left, went into the bathroom, and stayed there and just showered.
The full Silkwood.
Yes.
Yeah, just yes. The full Silkwood. Oh, God, demon.
So as you, I'm sure you're aware, I never talked to him again.
Oh, God.
And to this day, can you eat in the McDonald's?
the best part was, about a couple of years later, my mom moved. So, I mean, I could eat in the McDonald's. I couldn't, I just never go to the bathroom. I just never went to the bathroom again.
So can you not use the bathroom in any McDonald's? Just not that McDonald's?
Just not that McDonald's.
Oh. Okay. That's not
that. Scarred for life, you know.
I'm scarred for life for that McDonald's. What else? But it did, I did still use the McDonald's because it's a good, for meeting people, it was a good, like, marker.
Right.
For where to find me. So, yeah.
Wow.
I just would meet people outside and make sure we're going somewhere. No, we are not staying here.
Oh, God.
So, yes, that is my worst fuck ever. And again, I will end it with, I was in college.
You were just a sweet, innocent, virtuous child when it happened.
No. No.
So let he who is laughing most hard, which is Robert, present the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will preface mine as well to Damon's. I was also in college, but more importantly, most of these happened between the ages of 18 and 25, when I was literally a slut. And I joke with my friends and I say I should have Serta permanently tattooed on my ass because that's how much time I spent on it. But anyway, there's also, let's see, I'm trying to decide between the guy who I had sex with in his closet while his two nephews, who were both under the age of the five, knocked on the door.
Oh.
Then there's the guy who I went to his place and he had a pair of bunk beds.
Oh.
Yeah. A little one bedroom apartment with bunk beds. That was, yeah.
I wonder if he was so cranky.
let's see. Actually, you know what? The guy with the bunk beds is probably the worst because I know of gay.com. We were AOL chat rooms.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the other one. Yeah.
That's the other one. Although I believe I met this guy off at gay.com, if I remember correctly. So anyway, I'm online and this guy, we start chatting. I was probably 19 or 20. Mm. Anyway, and this guy, we're chatting and, you know, he's older and I don't remember what age he said, but it was clearly not his actual age.
Ooh.
So we meet at a library that's not too far from my house and he gets there and he's in this little white dumpy Nissan truck. I'm like, oh, okay. And he gets out of the truck, and I kid you not, I had hit 6'5" by then, so the top of his head came to the basically right below my collarbone.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was just like, and I was like, okay, and he was older, much older than what he told me.
Oh no.
Yeah, I probably put his age at that time. Let's see, since I was about 19, he was probably 45.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, but again, youth and hormones.
Yes.
They kick in. So we go back to his place and that's when I see them, the bunk beds. And, you know, honestly, not completely weirded out. No. It gets weird when I proceed to, you know, we're, you know, having fun and going at it. And then I'm on my back and he's fucking me. And I look up in the underside of the one bunk bed and I see those glow in the dark stars.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, think okay, this has officially gone from mildly disturbing to full-on crackcore.
please tell me there were no little there were no My Little Pony stick-ons up there either.
No, there wasn't. This is not that long ago. Yeah, because My Little Pony's been around for a long time. Anyway, but no, it was just, and then I started looking around the room while he's fucking me because, honestly, the most boring fuck I've ever had as well. And started noticing little things, and I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of strange.
Okay.
And so, you know, we get through the whole motion. I mean, actually, he was very thorough in making sure that, you know, I was just like, he must have had a checklist he was going off of. God. Anyway, so we're getting, you know, I'm getting dressed and everything. And I was like, I go, you sure do. And I said, for, you know, the youth allows you to do so many more things than you would do now as an adult. And I looked around, I'm like, you sure do have a lot of, you know, like educational stuff, like globes and. And he had a full set of encyclopedias and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, and he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I'm a janitor at the elementary school right around the corner.
Oh.
Yeah. He literally from his front doorstep to the front steps of the school was probably, I'm guessing 300 feet.
Wow.
And I was just like, okay. That's great. Thank you. Lovely to see you. An awesome time. Gotta go.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was just like, he didn't strike me as a pedophile, but I can't say for certain. But I just, it was the creepiest, quite possibly the creepiest thing I've ever been a part of.
Pretty freaking creepy.
thing is that as a young man, I had a tendency to get myself into situations just by sheer luck.
Ah.
I slept with two of my straight buddies because they just were like, well, let's see what this is all about.
Nice.
And I literally was caught off guard. I was just like, I'm sorry, what?
What?
You want to do what with my ass?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, the second one, he wanted me to fuck him. I'm like, do you realize this isn't going to work, right?
Word.
And I actually did get it up hard enough to fuck him, but it lasted for about 5 seconds, and then I was like, okay, I'm done.
Sorry.
Yeah, it just, yeah.
You got the wrong person if you're looking at the bottom,
you
right know, now.
And like Damon said, I was young, so things still worked the way they should have.
Yeah. but... Nothing. That's the best thing about youth is that, you know, if all else fails, just close your eyes and everything will work just fine.
Honestly, the guy who it was, he was a good friend, but I was in no way sexually attracted to him. I'm usually sexually attracted to most of my friends. My best friend who's been my best friend for almost 20 years. I love him to death, and I still, every once in a while, still want to see him naked. Just so I can say, yep, I tapped that ass.
Nice.
but no, I'm sexually attracted to most of my friends because of the simple fact that I'm a guy, and I pick people who I am emotionally attracted to. And to me, the emotional attraction is much deeper than the physical attraction. It will make me still want to sleep with my friends, you know, 30 years down the road. So, then there was a guy who we dated for 2.5 months. And the first time we went to have sex in 2.5 months, we could only do it in the closet because he lived with his sister and they lived in a 1-bedroom apartment. This is the same guy whose sister and her boyfriend propositioned me.
What?
I've told that story. Yeah. His sister and her boyfriend propositioned me. And when I told him about it, he went, oh, if you want to, you should.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was the worst relationship ever.
you should do it.
Yeah.
No.
No. So, yeah, mine was a janitor at the elementary school that was 300 feet from his door, which he may or may not have been able to legally go to. And with a pair of beds and glow-in-the-dark stars. So, to recap, wow. I was young. I was a slut. I didn't care.
So, oh, that just... It screams pedophile to me, but, you know, he could just be, you know, borrowing stuff.
Really enthusiastic.
You know.
Just really enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Learning and about children.
Yeah. So, we shouldn't make assumptions.
No.
Unless we saw him on To Catch a Predator.
okay, Alan. Tell us.
Oh, Alan.
Regardless.
This should be interesting.
This is I have four potential stories, but I'm trying to decide if I want to really gross you guys out or not. All right. The very worst fuck I've ever had. It is going to be very gross.
Oh, yay!
So, one of the systems on which I frequent, looking for play partners, is a place called asspig.com.
Right.
And generally, I find a very high quality of man on asspig. It's a focus system. You're there. You know what you want. There's no dilly-dallying around. You know exactly what you want. You go for it. And certainly, I have a certain reputation, which makes it easy to find guys to play with who are a lot of fun. So, you know, it works for me. This was the one exception to Asspig being a good system. There was a guy on there who was emailing me constantly, and this is in Chicago. I was visiting my mom to help her with something or other. He was emailing me constantly, which should have been my first warning sign. And his primary photo was obviously a picture of a much older photograph, which was the second warning sign.
Right.
And he sounded a little too desperate, which was the third warning sign.
Oh, but you ignored them. You ignored them.
I ignored them. I thought, you know what? I'm not being very charitable. I can't say that I was young. I simply was trying to have an open mind. Like, maybe it's just, you know, I've got, you know, he sounds very nice. So we negotiated. Now, any of the listeners who are listening, just so you know, I'm into fisting. And so we're going to be talking about explicit things involving fisting. So if you don't like that, turn the volume down right now. So yes, we're negotiating my opening him up, some making out and oral sex, maybe some water sports. And so I got to his house, which was about a 5 or 6 minute walk from one of the L stations, in an okay neighborhood. And I got there and found a man who was at least 6 inches shorter than his profile.
Ooh.
A cut dick half the size of his described 7-inch uncut piece.
Oh.
And a face and body liberally sprinkled with what appeared to be fleshy toadstools, which appeared to be some kind of a genetic skin condition.
Oh, no.
I mean, everywhere. Head, shoulders, neck, arms, everywhere. He
troll.
Had on a...
He was a troll.
Oh, trolls aren't this ugly.
Oh, no.
He had on a torn T-shirt and a pair of shorts with cutouts for just his crotch and butt and big black engineer-style boots.
Oh.
Girl, I tried.
Too hard.
Flying spaghetti monster nose. I tried. But I found this man so physically repulsive.
Oh, no.
So needy, for obvious reasons. And so completely different from what he claimed, I could not generate any sexual interest whatsoever. I tried. Oh. I mean, my dick wasn't just soft. It had pulled in.
Oh, wow.
Fuck no. I'm not going to go in there. Fuck no. Get me away from here. He was, yeah. My balls had pulled up into my body. I mean, nothing wanted to play with him.
Uh-huh. Nothing wanted to touch him.
No. So, you know, I did try playing with his hole. I mean, there were gloves. But I couldn't get in because he had a really deformed pelvic girdle. And there was a bone there. His coccyx bone was just really huge.
Wow.
And I kind of, sort of, after a while, because I'm pretty good at what I do, got my hand in there most of the ways. as I did, one of the toadstools in there, I did say they were everywhere, evidently tore or popped, and suddenly a little rivulet of blood started coming out of his ass crack down in my hand.
Oh God. No.
And that's when I completely freaked.
Oh, God.
I have been fisting for almost 30 years, and I have never, ever had a play partner bleed. I mean, the occasion was called spotting, a little bit like right. broken blood vessel or something, but not actually bleed. And as a fister, the one thing you do not want to see is blood coming out of someone's asshole. Right.
No.
I was completely freaked out. I barely kept from vomiting. And I said very calmly, you know, you appear to be bleeding from one of your skin tabs or perhaps a small blood vessel. Why not take a cold rinse out in the shower to shrink the blood vessels, stop the bleeding, and then come on back and we'll see how things look. And he looked at me and said, oh, no, that's okay. Just keep going.
What? Oh, my God.
And I looked at him and I said, no.
Is this strike like 5,352 that you haven't ignored all the other ones so far?
The reason I wanted him to rinse out was if the cold water on the blood vessels didn't stop the bleeding, I was going to call 911.
Right.
Ah.
Because even though he physically sickened me, I am a responsible play buddy. I told him, you know, very truthfully, you know, I am physically sick of the sight of blood and I couldn't continue. So he finally got up, went to the bathroom, rinsed himself out. Oddly enough, without removing his boots, I don't know how he did that.
Oh, God.
He came back, sat in the bed, and was ready to resume, which I wasn't. And I'm not religious, but a miracle occurred. My phone rang.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Normally, I am fabulous about turning off my phone. I had forgotten to turn off my phone.
You're probably distracted.
You're distracted. Too distracted to turn it off.
I was probably too horrified. So, and the kicker was it was the wrong number.
Oh, God.
From work. So at that point, the play date was over. And his apartment was actually was quite dirty, which did not surprise me in retrospect. He asked if I would at least please change a light bulb for him in his bathroom before I left to take care of my phone call. And I felt a little guilty at walking out at that point. And I changed out the bulb and automatically, not very convincingly, thanked him, turned around and kind of walked out of his apartment. And later I just got angrier and angrier, a little bit because of my uncharitable reaction to his physical condition, but much more because he lied about fucking everything.
Right. Yeah.
Everything. And in fisting is about establishing and maintaining trust. And if you lie about the little things, or the big things, as well as little things, lie about anything, how can you establish trust? So had he been honest with me, would I have gone over? Maybe. Forewarned is forearmed. I certainly, no pun intended, originally. It's possible I would have gone over, but I just, the whole lying thing just makes me furious. Absolutely furious. Yeah. Well, so that was my worst fuck ever.
Wow, your reaction was totally warranted, though. Even though it was uncharitable, it was warranted.
Oh, completely. I mean, my God. So, I mean, I've had bad fucks. I've had guys who freaked and ran. I've had guys who had filthy apartments and there was no sexual energy. It's like putting my hand into a freezer full of dead meat or something. But
wow.
But no, this was the worst. This was the worst.
Oh, God.
It sounds horrible. Yes. And like you said, for me, it would have been like you said, your initial like look at him and you saw him and you're kind of like, there's absolutely everything that you told me is wrong.
Right.
Everything from height to age to probably, I'm assuming, weight to dick. I'm sorry. You cannot fake an uncut dick. You can't.
Well, all men lie about their dicks online to some extent.
Yeah.
And do they think we're not going to notice it's not 12 and a half inches? Do they really think we can't count that high?
I have a tendency to be a little, as one partner put it, I'm a little, I undersell myself.
Oh.
Underestimating is fine. I can do it underestimating. It's the ones who say they're 8 inches and they're really three.
Oh, God. No.
We've all been there. We've all met these men, haven't we?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Yeah, it just... thinking about one in particular. And the thing is, being a bottom, being a guy who spent more time on my back than I probably should have or is healthy, I'm not a size queen, but I can work with just about anything, but the guys who really lie and who, like Alan said, give you 8 when they actually have 2.5, and that's being generous.
Oh, wow.
It's like you look at it and I'm always reminded of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And it's like, well, you work with what you got. 6 inches forward, 5 inches back. It was an Angry Inch. Okay, we really need to move off this topic because I think Alan and I could go for a couple of hours on just this alone.
God. It's so funny. And everyone has their worst fuck ever stories. Or they just have their worst fucks or their bad fucks. Everyone has those stories. So we would love to hear yours.
Yes. Love you to share it with us.
Yes.
Exactly.
Let us know. Drop us a line. Send a pigeon.
Call.
Jeff? What was that number again?
It's 361 COL Talk. That's 361-265-8255, not 363, because we have nothing to do with Cablevision of Northern Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And please don't tell them that COL sent you, because they'll look at you or they'll look at the phone.
They'll be like, what?
The fuck? How did our poll wind up doing last week?
Okay, last week we were asking, what gadget do you now possess that you can't live without? Before I actually go into our results, Alan, do you have an answer to this question?
Ooh.
Try me.
Is there a piece of technology, Alan, that you just really can't live without, or are you like Ben and can basically say, fuck it all, and you know, I can live without everything?
My iPad.
Oh.
Not a phone or anything, just an iPad? Tablet? The
coin looks better on my iPad.
Okay.
And it plays Scrabble a lot better than my iPhone does. So yeah, my iPad. I obviously a phone I could not live without. But if I had to pick, it'd be really hard to ditch the iPad because I play Scrabble, better porn, and it also has my Kindle app on it for reading. And I like 30 books in there. So yeah, my iPad.
Okay, which version of iPad do you have? 1, 2, or 3?
iPad 2.
I have a 2. So okay.
Yay.
Same resolution as me. You know, I even have the higher resolution one, which would probably make porn even look better.
I'm happy with the 2 app, actually. You know, I mean, usually Apple brings out a new device. I want the new one right away because it's new, it's pretty, it's cool. And I really haven't had that reaction, either with the iPhone 4S or with the iPad 3. Please call it a 2.
Yeah. I still have an iPhone 4 and an iPad 1, so I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I just what I have is working fine. I mean, maybe when the iPhone 5 comes out, I'll go, gotta have it. But right now, I'm happy.
Yeah, I think I'm the same on that one. So, our results on the actual poll: we had 3 people say computer, laptop. 6 said smartphone. No surprise there.
Yeah.
1 said portable media player, MP3 player. Apparently, people can live without TV and DVRs. You've got 1 person for the tablet. I'm not sure if that was your vote, Alan, but
Probably.
There was one other person who agreed with you. Two people said nothing. They can live without all technology, apparently. One person said a regular cell phone. And last but not least, the mascot of Cubs Out Loud, Jovial Cub Jared, said my iPhone and my iPad for sure. Bottle opener and fan to round it out. So apparently he's not doing what we told him to, which was one device. Apparently iPhone and iPad he must have, bottle opener and a fan to round it out, because, you know, he has to drink that beer and he needs to stay cool.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Good thing he's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week we're not doing quite the same thing. I'm gonna say this. Here's what we're gonna do for the poll of the week. Okay. The poll of the week is not really a poll of the week; it's more like a survey of the week. We want to hear your stories. We want to see what we want to hear about your worst fucks.
Yeah.
Or dates. You know, if you just want to go with just dates.
Sure.
But pop over to our website, comment on this post with your story, your horror stories of playdates. And also, as I said, give us a call at 361-265-8255, 361-COL-TALK. Email us at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. There you can also send MP3 files. So if you guys want to use that voice memo app on your phone and just email it to us, go for it. We'll be good. That's it for poll. So tell us about your work, folks. Is this? Do we've got some things and the stuff and the whatnot for this?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, want to bring you the best of love and lust to you this week on Love on Craigslist. So who wants to go first?
See, here's the thing.
Did everybody forget about it?
No, I have three.
And I have three.
I seriously was like, oh, this is awesome, and oh, this is awesome, and oh, this is awesome. But, okay, so I'll give you the shorter one just so we have a little bit more time. And maybe, hopefully, the link still works so you can see the picture that comes with it.
Oh, God. There's photographic evidence of this atrocity.
There's photographic evidence. It's short and sweet, but it works. Let's see if the link still works. Yes, it does. So this was actually in Cincinnati.
Oh my God.
So I'm a little
scared. Just glory hole.
I'm a little scared of this, because this was here in Cincinnati.
Ah, and it's a glory hole for Mr. Ed. That explains it.
Huh?
It's a glory hole for Mr. Ed. It's a glory hole for horses.
Stick your dick through, THREW, my window. Male for male, 27, Cincy. Looking for hung guys to come by my house discreetly, come to my bedroom window and let me drain you, pick and stash and first email, and I'll respond with location. I got it short and sweet and to the point, and the picture is
perfect. The picture makes it,
though. Yeah, a million words. So as long as the link still works, I will put it in the show notes just because people need to see this and laugh hilariously at it.
Well, there's a set of, I love this, there's a set of flying boobies near the window.
There's a set of flying boobies.
Or eyes, I'm not sure which, with the question mark. I have no idea. I'm intrigued. It could be a rough sketch of the flying spaghetti monster from the early church. I don't know. It's interesting, and I think we need to preserve it as an art piece.
I saw the picture and literally was like, that's so awesome. So I saved it so I could have it.
Oh my God.
Just in case the link went down. But yeah, it didn't, because it's just awful.
Oh God.
In all honesty, I hope that it's not someone's actual
house. But then again, you kind of hope it is. That's just wrong, and it's wrong on so many levels.
I think I'll save the other two for later. Or maybe I will. Yeah. They are fun.
Anyway, so Alan.
Well, we had people behaving relatively normally on Craigslist in the San Francisco Bay Area this week, which is very unusual. But we do have a winner this week, which is the winner for the most jaded post I've ever read.
Oh, God.
The headline says, "Do me a favor, all you bitter fags," and there's a bunch of you.
Wow.
And it goes on to say, "When we are trying to hook up, don't give me a fucking quiz. I'm smarter than a monkey, a hell of a lot better looking, and I sure as hell fuck better than one."
Oh.
That's the entire posting. I'm sure he's deluged with answers.
that sounds like more of an announcement than a...
Points and rants and raves.
There was also another one. The actual, most of the text doesn't matter, but the headline is what makes it. "Looking for the number 4, top, not brain, in Kensington. He tried to spell surgery and spelled it S-R-G-U-R-R-Y. And I looked back and I thought, maybe you are looking for brain surgery." We also have the sports award winner this week, and the headline is, "We sports battle for blowjob or facial."
What?
"We sports is set up. Come over, let's play a game. Loser has to either suck the stick or get her facial."
Wow.
So it would be an extended applications for the week. The Wii Sports Fuck cartridge.
Well, it's almost like a strip poker type thing, you know? The loser has to take off a piece of clothes. In this case, the loser gets a facial. Or a load betting, down their throat.
I'm betting this involves a frat boy somehow. It just sounds like a frat thing.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, dear.
It's true.
Oh,
now, I do have a...
honorable
question, which is, I've come across a term which could be a typo, or it could actually be something that is a term I haven't heard of, and I have not heard of a lot of terms. The headline was fleshlight play.
Oh.
And it says, "Looking to share my fleshlight with another masked guy, we could take turns or DP toy while we watch some porn." I don't know if you meant to type "do the toy" or if DP is an actual term. I just have no idea what it is. I'm relying on judgment to tell me.
The only thing that I can think of is DP is, you know, double penetrate. So I'm assuming that he means that you would basically fuck the fleshlight with him.
Put
your cocks into the fleshlight.
And that makes perfect sense. Thank you. I never have thought of DP as me. All I could think was domestic partners, and it didn't quite.
Well, that's kind
that
of.
That was me.
Google is great for finding out. Well, for example, I ran into one of the ads I ran into on Craigslist this week. I had never heard this term. "Looking for a cloudy party."
Oh,
and looking for party in the clouds. I have no idea what cloud meant. No idea.
I don't either.
I don't even know that one.
Essentially smoking crystal meth. It's the clouds inside bong.
Interesting.
Or whatever it is you're using.
I thought they usually say, "I'm looking for Tina."
Yeah.
Well, or they're looking to party with a capital T in the middle of party.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so cloudy party. That was my new term for the week.
God.
Very interesting.
Oh, God. Wow. Okay, so mine this week comes from, let's see. I was looking at the Eastern Seaboard because of Bear Week in Providence Town and decided to pop over to Rhode Island.
Ah.
Yeah. Charming people, charming accent. And I mean that seriously. I worked with people who were from Rhode Island. I could listen to them talk out of the phone book and find it fascinating.
Oh, you haven't heard JC from my guild.
Okay, anyway. So This is Walmart shopping. Thursday evening, early Thursday evening, Men for Men Coventry. You were shopping in the men's department and we chatted about, excuse me.
Bless you.
Okay, there we go. You were shopping in the men's department and we chatted because we both couldn't find what we were looking for. I joked and you said to you, stay away from something because they're a pain in the ass. What did I tell you to stay away from? Would like to know what you're into. Hope to hear from you. Okay, the fact that it's a gay man shopping in a Walmart in Rhode Island, there's something already wrong with it. But I just was like, no, the title is what grabbed me. There were a couple of others that were just as interesting. There was a nipple play one from Providence. Let's see. And there's one more. Big, bold, capital letters. We're looking for a long-term relationship, 22, Boyburn, and Cape Cod. And I was a little hesitant. Basically, he's 21. And is masculine. And he's 5'9", weighs 150 pounds. And yeah, he's looking for a long-term relationship on Craigslist. Yeah, that boy.
It could happen.
It could happen. I'm not going to say it won't. But the boy is definitely barking up a tree that is quite possibly in the wrong area.
What was it under?
That was under Men for Men.
Okay, so I'm okay with that. As if he had put it under Casual Encounters.
Right.
Yeah, a different situation.
Yeah. Then the nipple play one was, this one was 2 years in the making. Apparently, this gentleman had met somebody who had played with his nipples the previous 2 years and then decided that he wanted to try and find him again on Craigslist.
Aww.
It's like, buddy, it's been 2 years. If he hasn't found you now, probably not going to.
That's too bad.
Those were mine for this week.
I think that wins this week's Desperately Seeking Susan Award.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Dude, Alan, we need you to... it's like we need you on every show to give us the Craigslist awards. I'm just gonna change this to Love on Craigslist to the Craigslist awards, and we'll get the right for Hollywood. Something like
that. I can certainly do that. If you're foolish enough to ask me, I'll be happy to.
Oh God.
You can just send them to us too. Just like you be the judges, and we'll open the envelopes.
And the winner, and this week's winner for the Darwin Award goes to,
well, just like,
what the fuck, a fish in Sheboygan. Yes.
Well, then one of the ones I didn't bother talking about was winner of the Dental Hygiene Award.
Oh God.
Which was, I seek only gum jobs.
Oh. Oh.
Any cocksucks out there with no teeth at all.
Oh my God. I'm okay. I had one, and it was the most disturbing thing I've ever been a part of. Ever.
Really?
I find them completely. Maybe it's because I like a little teeth. But it's just.
Yeah, I don't like a little teeth. I think a gum job would be awesome. There's other problems with it, but. But if I wasn't, you know, they had me blindfolded and I didn't know he took out his teeth, I'd probably be like, oh my God, this is the best blowjob ever.
Yeah. See, the worst one for me was I didn't even know. Like, this was like the time, like in the days of dark rooms and black rooms and stuff like that. And I was, you know, just there and someone, started sucking me, and yeah. It was great, and I released, and all of a sudden I see him putting something back in his mouth, and I'm like, no, you did not.
How did it feel? Did it feel good?
Different.
It was different. Good or different? Bad.
different indifference. It was, there were moments that were like, oh, this feels really nice. And then there are moments like, this doesn't feel right. And I'm like, why doesn't this feel right? And then you just start thinking,
mixed emotions about a gum.
Yeah. And why doesn't it feel right? And then you're thinking about it and you're thinking about it. And all of a sudden you're kind of realizing something's not right. But you enjoy the moment anyway, which I did. And then I, you know, obviously realized why it felt different and indifferent and everything, because he didn't have any.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jeffrey, here's a tagline you can consider for this week's episode. And this was taken from an ad that ran for many years in the San Francisco Bay Reporter, which was dentured for your pleasure.
Oh, God.
Oh, there was a guy. I was on a. Remember Yahoo Group? Okay, we keep going to this, but remember Yahoo Groups?
Yeah.
And different things. We had a Yahoo group here in Cincinnati that, you know, people would use to randomly talk about guys. And there was one guy on the Yahoo group every time that would be like, I'll give you the best blowjob, blah, 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 you know. And he would, you know, he would talk about, you know, I take out my dentures and I do this and you will never have a better blowjob than this. And it's just like, I just can't get into it. The fact that I didn't know was part of what made it better, in a sense, you know, because it, you know, there are moments that felt really good.
Right.
But when you know from the get-go that they're not going to have their teeth,
and the guy I was with, I mean, don't get me wrong, he was a perfectly nice guy. Not the most physically attractive gentleman I'd ever been with. It's so funny because I went over to his place and his roommate was there and I kept looking at his roommate going, oh good God, I kept thinking, I want to fuck his roommate. I want to fuck his roommate. I want to fuck his roommate. I don't want to fuck you. Fuck you. So I was a little not there. But yeah.
Awesome.
So
picks.
Okay.
Moving on.
This week, my pick is a YouTube video that goes by the simply fantastic name of the Super Golden Friends.
Oh, wait a minute. Ben?
No.
Sweet.
No, yeah.
That's a joke.
I know.
It's because this seems like something that would be a Ben pick.
It is. I know. But the thing is that I saw this on Reddit the other day and just could not stop laughing. What somebody's done is taken the intro for the Golden Girls and replaced Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Mama Sophia with Batman, Robin, Superman, and Aquaman. Blanche is Aquaman. Anyway, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Superman.
Oh, I think you might be right. Blanche was Superman, Rose was Aquaman.
There we go.
Dorothy was Batman and Sophia was Robin.
Nice.
And it just, I could not stop laughing. I mean, I've seen it like 4 or 5 times and I just could not stop laughing. It was so funny. And so that's my pick for the week. The Super Golden Friends who thank you for being a friend. You know, they really do. Damon.
Okay, so I've actually mentioned this a while back as a what the fuck. And I just think it's finally time to just talk about it for a moment. Lady calls 911 over wrong Burger King order. Now,
for this.
This is just the height of pretentiousness and stupidity that I have ever encountered. Just what gives you the right to waste 911 to call about a fucking cheeseburger? Like, oh my God, come on. And to call, and if it's fake, best fake out ever. Because it sounds so genuine and so like this person has no clue
that you're just like, what the fuck is going on? So I think it's funny in the sense that the operator is just like, what do you want me to do? What the fuck do you want me to do? And I'm sure if she was like on the street, she probably would have been like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Right. Move the fuck on, bitch. Move on.
Oh, God. Damn.
I'm sorry if you were given an incorrect order. Unfortunately, all that is being taken care of by Burger King themselves. You will have to go into the store and complain so that they can provide you with the correct order. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No? Are you going to keep talking? Okay, that's fine. I am done with this conversation. I have given you your resolution.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Right now, I'm getting a call about a house fire. Unfortunately, that is currently more important than your wrong order for a cheeseburger. Thank you, and you have a great day. Click.
Wow.
Perfect. So, yeah, this is just absolutely wrong. And the fact that it goes on for almost 2.5 minutes is enough for me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, it'll be in the show notes. Watch it. Love it. Comment.
Oh, God.
Okay. Alrighty. Yay.
Hey, with that, Ellen, did you have any picks?
Yeah.
Actually, I have a nostalgic pick, which is very sweet and very cute and not in the slightest bit snarky. I know it's difficult to believe. And I'm sending you the link right now. It's a link to a blooper from I Love Lucy, where it's not Lucy who screws up, it's Desi.
Wow.
And he recovers very nicely, and the rest of the cast are trying very hard not to laugh, but it's cute. And it harkens back to the days before TV was a big, slick production, when they were broadcasting live, and you know, sometimes stuff happened. And the spontaneity of that era, of television, that era, is something I kind of miss. And it's just a cute, it's like a one-minute blooper. So there it is. There's my pick for the week. Desi screwing up on Lucy.
I will have to watch this. I will because I love Lucy. So
that's
definitely cool. Looking forward to it. Yay. Okay. All righty.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Thanks for the show. I was happy to be here. I was happy to participate.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you for coming on. Really, seriously. Saved our bacon while Ben was off playing in Dallas.
Yay. Oh, it was so much more interesting. Anyways.
Go for
it. Not going there.
So please, how can people get a hold of us if they want to ream you out or ream somebody out?
Pop over to our website at comesoutloud.com. Leave a comment in the blog. Tell us your story of the worst fuck you've ever had. Shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/comesoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud. G+. Or Google Plus at gplus.2/Cubs Out Loud. Please pop over to Bruiser, the official social networking site of Cubs Out Loud. Pop over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. I will read every single word that you actually put into your review. Please, no dead baby jokes. Jared already did that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Pop over to anywhere on the internet, and you'll find TatDude806. That's Ben. Damon.
If I need her. TheaterCub79 at Bear401 or Bruiser.
And you can find me as Robbie Bobby on Bruiser, or go to my About Me page, about.me/Robert, NILMANDIR, Jones. And that's me. What about you, Alan?
You can find me on Bruiser as Ethical Slut. You can also find me in Bear 401 as Ethical Slut. And I am Mr.EthicalSlut@gmail.com.
Yay! Shut up!
To Steve, because we mentioned him in last week's podcast. Steve came back from the hospital and had a little bit of a surgery on his toe. And he was out of commission for a couple of days on painkillers. They gave him some very good shit. anyway, so just shout out to Steve for being back and being a hot daddy bear. So that's it.
With that. Yay. I can find my thing.
Play
Say
us
night,
out,
everybody.
Good night. Copy, paste, done, set, good.